This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Join us on the radio waves. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype on in here at username lrn.fm. And joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
And coming up later tonight, by the way, I was experimenting with this new thing that we have in the studio. It's called the Gear 360. It's a Samsung device. I can't say I'm particularly enthusiastic about the device itself. There's some problems with the software behind the scenes. But, you know, for what it is, it's a cheap $200 consumer level 360 cam. So we've brought new technology into the studio here. It is not replacing our regular cam feed, which I just now realized I forgot to turn off. So we'll get that remedied. It's not going to replace that. But what it is going to do is allow us to do an after show tonight. We're going to do a kind of a different after show, probably around 10:30 Eastern time on our YouTube stream. So if you're able to check that out, if you can watch it live, that's cool, because we'll be able to like interact with the chat room, because we don't ever interact with the chat room during the radio show. Doing a radio show, we're just too busy doing a radio show, really, to read from the chat. It's not really good radio either. Do you see what I'm saying? It's not like as far as traditional how you do a radio show, sitting there reading from a chat room isn't the most compelling of radio formats.
Agreed, but it's probably really compelling to a small audience of people.
That is
who
the
are
people
the
in the chat room.
Chat room, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So when we do an after show, we're going to have a very small audience. We'll be cutting down from dozens and dozens, of radio stations, cutting down to whoever's watching the YouTube stream. Mm-hmm. And usually our YouTube stream audience is in the dozens if it's a good day. So I don't expect a whole lot. So it'll be a different flavor for the show tonight. And again, that's later on tonight after our live radio show is over, 10:30 Eastern time. Melanie, you're just now finding out about this, so you're welcome to stay, but I know you've got a long drive ahead of you. You come all the way out here from Manchester, so I'll leave that in your hands to decide. But we're going to be experimenting with the 360-degree video thing on YouTube, which it's kind of a gimmick. I don't know if there's probably... it would be interesting to know what percentage of our audience has even ever tried one of these 360 stream things. Or even not a stream, but just a video. For those that aren't familiar, it is something you can use with a VR goggle. So like a Google Cardboard or one of the fancier ones like the Oculus Rift. So it allows you to kind of move your head around and you can see 360 degrees around you and above and below what's going on in a given sort of room. And you can also, if you don't have a VR goggle, you can just use your mouse. So you can just watch it on YouTube.
Yeah.
And you can just click and drag with your mouse and you can look around. And so it allows you to see whoever's reaction you want to be seeing. You don't have to rely on us to make the decision as far as what is the most important camera shot that you need to be seeing right now. What's the best angle that you need to see? No, you can look at the pencils in our jar if you want to.
You can't actually because the camera's right above.
You are incorrect, Mark. Have you tried it?
No.
Okay, then don't talk about it because you know what you're talking about. You can see all the way straight down. You can see these scissors, and it's amazing. It's amazing. So, I mean, it's a cool technology. I just don't know if it's caught on in any way, shape, or form. So, Melanie, have you ever done one of these 360 cam views online?
It's like filming it or looking at it?
Watched it.
Yeah, I've watched it for like house layouts and stuff like that.
So like a real estate
video.
Like a real estate walkthrough kind of thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that counts. That counts. Mark, have you watched any 360
yes.
cam footage besides the test footage that I just did over the last 72 hours or
yes.
so? Okay. You want to tell us what it was?
I think a demo put something up.
A demo Freeman. from copblock.org. All right. So, yeah. So, anyway, I just wanted to make the announcement now that that's something that we're going to be trying out here tonight. And we'll tell you more about it a little bit later on. So you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. So normally what we do when we start Free Talk Live, or just before we start Free Talk Live, we'll have a little meeting, a little show meeting, just moments before we get started and sort of go over what different things we want to talk about. Because obviously you can call in about anything you want, but we still have to bring stuff to the table that we think is interesting. And the two of you, Melanie and Mark, you both had the same news story. Mark had it last night. We didn't get to it. Melanie, you brought it in tonight. Do you have that ready? Because it's about a mother who apparently made it look like she was piercing her child's dimple, was it?
Yeah, so she...
And people got mad.
Right. Well, because she presented it as a real photo. She went on Facebook and she had photoshopped a picture of her infant child with a cheek piercing.
Okay.
And her infant child is cute.
Yeah. And, I mean, to be fair, this is not what a baby would look like if you had just stabbed it through the face. So, and maybe, I don't know, maybe people don't think about that, but... So she posted that she had just pierced her child's ear... Not ear, sorry. Cheek. And... Okay, so here's the post right here. So, I got the baby girl's dimple pierced. It looks cute, right? I just know she's going to love it. She'll thank me when she's older, LOL. If she decides she doesn't like it, she can just take it out. No big deal. I'm the parent. She is my child. I will do whatever I want. I made her. I own her.
And she's just trolling, right? Like, this is a complete
photo. Whoa. These people do not know that that's what's going on.
The people that are responding don't realize
that.
Right. But it's all fake. She's just BSing people. Now, where did she post this? On her Facebook? Or
Facebook, yeah.
Okay. All right. And so the Facebook universe exploded with outrage over this?
Yeah, so a bunch of people, and I can't see what they said because they have links to the post, and the post has been removed. Mm. But they were apparently really unhappy about it and going off on her. And to me, this is, like, clearly sarcasm, because though people feel and act like they own other human beings, they don't usually say it. I know.
You mean that's what mom said in this case?
No, she said, I made her, I own her, in the post. People act like that. People believe that's true. And you will get parents who'll say that, but most parents won't say that outright, even though they act like it.
I think there are some libertarian parents who believe that. What about you? What do you think, personally?
So, children own themselves. Parents are trustees of the children.
Okay. I've definitely heard people make the argument within the libertarian community that that they own their kids. I've heard that before.
I've ironically heard that more from libertarians than regular people. And I think that's because libertarians kind of have to face that because they don't think anybody's owned. So then... What about children in kind of the lazy way? It's like, oh, I own them because I'm allowed to tell them they can't run in the traffic and not really go any further than that. Or if you just, want to do whatever it is you want to do.
You can take your teenage children, put them to work, and keep their paychecks. I mean, it's the closest thing to slavery that we have.
And the state can arrest you, put you to work, and keep your paycheck. That doesn't establish ownership or morality that establishes
power. You're talking about
power.
Legitimate ownership. It's power. Power, I mean, the functionally, the difference between sort of a right and power in the society that we have today is mitigable at best. Right? They look very similar.
Well, if you don't know what you're looking at, because, rights and morality are one thing, and who has the most guns.
Do you believe that anybody can be owned?
Technically, there's ways to do that, and they're all heinous, but for the most part, for general purposes, no.
Would you agree? No. Generally, you believe that people cannot be owned.
Right.
Okay. Well, then there's really no conversation to be had about whether or not parents own children, because you don't believe it's possible.
Well, right. That's what I thought I was going to get from libertarians, but I've apparently Some of them say they do.
Mark, you're the only parent in the room. I'd like to get you to weigh in here, coming up here in moments. And, of course, you can comment as well. Are there any excerpts from... I heard this lady had death threats. Do we actually have some quotes, any excerpts from...
It looks like they tried to link them, but they didn't screenshot it. They linked it.
What about the Daily Mail piece, Mark? I know you had a different piece about
this. Same thing.
All right, we're coming up here. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can join us here and comment on the baby fake piercing. It's coming up.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Imagine, if you will, a virtual world, a symbiotic economy with its own currency, where you can barter your services with others. Symbi.com is a marketplace of real people exchanging skills and services, from web developers, marketers, video production specialists, and teachers of all sorts, to gaming consulting or fitness coaching. Symbi.com is a vast world of people trading freely. Take my word for it, it's an adventure you can't afford to miss. Simbi.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Toll free and join us right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. Tonight, in the studio with you, you've got me, Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
Of course, we got a lot to talk about. You're welcome to join us at 855-450-FREE. Like Freedom and Bitcoin.com brings you this program, and they have for quite a long time. Appreciate the folks over there at Bitcoin.com. They are the one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. Maybe you're brand new to Bitcoin. You want to learn the basics? There's no better place than Bitcoin.com. They've also got wallets that you can download for your Bitcoin. They've got games that you can play with Bitcoin. You can even get interactive with other Bitcoiners on their forum and get the latest news headlines from news.bitcoin.com. So head over to bitcoin.com. As we continue here, this news about a mom who got into some hot water after photoshopping her baby with a dimple piercing or cheek piercing. And, you know, it actually doesn't look as bad as I thought that it would. I'm looking at the picture here on...
The Photoshop's pretty legit looking.
Yeah, and she...
Except for the fact that if you had just pierced your baby's cheek, it might be red and swollen.
Did she say she just pierced it or that it was that she had pierced it?
Because... Well, I mean, the baby's pretty young. There's not a whole lot in its life outside of just now.
How old was it when the supposed piercing happened?
Baby.
I don't know, but I mean, she looks pretty... I don't think it's said, but she looks pretty little.
Gotcha. So anyway, this led to a conversation. We can get back into... If there's more to the story, we can hear about that. But it led into sort of a larger conversation about parents and do they own their kids. Cause apparently, this lady got threatened with death, is what I heard from Mark when he was telling me about this yesterday.
That's what it said.
So people took this real seriously, and I really wish we could have read some of those comments. You said she deleted the post from her Facebook page, so poof, there goes, you know, all the comments, unless somebody happened to screenshot it. Presumably she deleted it because of the negativity. She probably just thought it was going to be a fun photo for her friends to see.
She thought it was going to
start.
She did it on purpose.
Oh, really? Oh, I thought she was just trolling people.
No, she was trying to make a point about circumcision.
Oh, no kidding. Huh. Okay, so female or male?
Well, male, because that's what's legal in most, or in the West.
In the West. Okay. Okay, cool. Well, I mean, I got even more respect for it now as, you know, something that she did. And, you know, people are trying to do what they can on Facebook. It's not real activism or anything like that, but, you know, I appreciate her intentions here. So
people's comments here, it says, no, it don't look cute. I don't see the point in that.
Where is this, on the Daily Mail? Or?
Daily Mail piece, yeah.
Okay.
Another guy says, what the F? Oh, my God, that just effing sad, says another one.
Just like
way,
your grammar.
Your name goes next to these posts, everybody.
Yeah.
Check them before you push send.
Well, people are still under some weird delusion that Facebook is private. Even if this hadn't got screenshotted by a journalist, which can happen, it's still everybody who on your friends list and the friends list of whoever you're posting on, and if they have this stuff set to public.
Yep. It's going out
and
there.
And it's not like... Facebook doesn't use, like, PGP. Like, anybody who wants to see it can see it.
People are lazy when it comes to typing, and or maybe they just don't know any better. They went to government school, and they never really learned their grammars real good.
I'm not okay with this one bit. I have several piercings myself. I wouldn't mind piercing my son and daughter's ears, but their effing cheeks?
What's the difference?
Well, there's a difference, but that's, you know...
What's like, the difference?
From a right standpoint, nothing. From the standpoint of sort of physiology, you don't want to poke holes in muscle from another person's body.
I see.
I mean, like there could be nerve damage.
So the earlobe is not as important, is right. What you're saying.
It's not as important, it's less damageable, which is different.
Okay. However you want to look at it.
Both of those things, I would say, were true.
Cut off your earlobe, you're going to be fine for the rest of your life, right?
I had a friend in high school whose mother had pierced her ears when she was a baby, and she had gone from sort of having ear holes to slits. Now, this was before the whole gauged earring thing was a thing, and by the time I saw her again in her mid to late 20s, She now had a, like, her ear was sectioned. You know, like the whole,
like a tongue, like a
slit, and had been forked essentially.
Right, so like a forked tongue on a lizard or something like that.
Yeah, it didn't flay out, but yeah. I mean, it was rounded on both ends with the sort of in the slit in the middle. And I mean, she hadn't gone and gotten plastic surgery to fix that yet. I presume she has now. I don't know, but either way, the decision that her mother made was probably not one that she relished would. In her late 20s.
Right.
So my goal for my son is to deliver him on an 18th birthday with a whole complete body. And he can then do to that body what he wants.
That's very nice of you. Very thoughtful.
But, you know, I tend to think that the choices he's going to make after that are probably going to be poor. So, you know, there you go. Also, she says, no, never in a million years are my kids or any babies in my house getting their flipping cheeks pierced. What next? Baby eyebrows? Baby tongues? And F, what is the world coming to? Their babies, not baby dolls. And I'm all for circumcision, too. Now, that's the one that I want to read. So, now, many of the arguments you can make about circumcision, the arguments you make against circumcision would be against the cheek piece piercing. Very few would be different.
And that was kind of the point of her doing this.
Yes.
Right?
The mother who trolled about the pierced baby's cheek was intending to show, hey, everybody in your dumb cotton baby's sexual parts, you think it's fine there? Well, take a look at this baby.
Yeah, look what I did.
Cheek pierced. Right. Now, you know, I think it's unlikely that you're going to, like, deaden half the baby's face with a cheek piercing and, you know, make them look like they're running around with a stroke or something. I suppose it's possible.
Just like the effectiveness of doing piercings at that young of an age just doesn't seem to make any sense. Like, what is it? I'm not a doctor, but I don't exactly know how this works, but it would seem like it would mess it up if that part is still growing.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem good at all. Too. But here's the question I would ask the audience, because the vast majority of the audience is probably pro-circumcision, or at least neutral on circumcision.
I wonder about that.
I would think that they are.
All right. Find out.
And I would ask you this. Do all medical procedures have risk?
Yes.
Are people more likely to get MRSA in a hospital or out of it?
In a hospital.
Have babies therefore died from receiving circumcisions in hospitals in the United States?
I bet that has happened.
And there's a difference between medical procedures and cosmetic surgery. So if your child needs medical treatment, though all medical procedures come with some risk, you still have to provide them, you know, if appropriate, medical treatment. That is an entirely different question than cosmetic surgery.
Right. What's the point?
Which is what people are doing.
In providing a circumcision, forcing a circumcision upon your child, if they don't need it and haven't shown any indication that they would need it, and, you know, modern humans have existed for 200,000 years without it, why would you do that? If you know that it could kill your kid.
855-450-FREE, like freedom. Join us on Free Talk Live.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get it all.
I'll get him.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation.
Rehabilitation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We are talking about a delicate subject, to say the least, and that is circumcision, specifically circumcision of the male, because female circumcision is outlawed in the West. Of course, it is perpetrated against young ladies all and women, girls all across the world, or in different parts of the world, not all across the world, but in different areas of it, and it's, of course, even more horrifying.
You know, mostly African nations and that sort of thing, Northern African nations. But it happens here in the United States by immigrants and people who, you know, and weirdos, frankly.
yeah.
Some weirdos do it to themselves. But
wow,
you should be able to cut off whatever parts you want of
sure.
your own body.
Yep,
so
agree.
Long as I don't have to pay some kind of, you know, medical costs for you or
right.
whatever. But that's your body, your business, as far as I'm concerned. But that if it's your body, your business, then that means your child's body is not yours, and you don't get to make that decision for them.
So that's what all this kind of revolves around.
And I don't care what your religion is, mind you.
Yeah. It's a mother who basically was making a point on the issue of circumcision, saying, okay, well, she's against circumcision, but she's going to kind of troll the circumcision advocates by showing a picture of her baby that was photoshopped with a piercing through its cheek, and they flipped out, and some of them were issuing death threats toward her. She pulled the post down eventually, so you can't actually go and read
anything. Well, she might have just put it back to friends only or private or something like that.
Could be.
All we know is that these links don't work anymore.
Right. And so that's the issue, you know, here on the table. I don't think we ever answered or I ever pressed you for the answer, Mark, because we ended up getting distracted. But we were talking about the idea of piercings and circumcising as far as children and ownership of children. And as the lone parent in the room, I mean, Melanie had commented, but I'm curious to hear what you think about the idea that Do parents own their children? Some people believe that.
No, but I think they functionally do. I think that as a child, the younger a child is, the more that child is completely, you know, like the responsibility lies with you. And, you know, responsibility and privilege are inexorably linked. So, you know, that I think that libertarianism has a long and sullied history with sort of, you know, what parents' rights are for children and that sort of thing. I prefer to flee to the terminology, you don't own a child, they are your ward.
Mm.
But, I mean, you know, it's very difficult to look at this particular, you know, aspect. My son is going to have to do some things that he is ordered to do, right? Like, no, but no, libertarians hate this terminology. You know, free will and all that. But ultimately, there are orders that are issued, and the orders must be obeyed, or they will be enforced.
Take out the trash.
Well, you know, with the trash, he just isn't. He's just going to have a rough day, right?
Is it that hard to take the trash out of your house?
No. At certain ages, yeah, it is.
He just doesn't want to do it.
Okay. I was going to say, I remember starting when I was pretty young taking out the trash. And
if I've got an appointment,
wasn't a big deal.
If I've got an appointment and he doesn't want to get in the car, he's going to get in the car.
Right.
Now, the older he gets, the more likely he can stay at home, and then getting in the car doesn't get to be as important or whatever it might be. But ultimately, you know, there's force is going to be used at some point. So, you know, if you feel like I've run around this issue, it's because I run around this issue. I don't think that there's not good evidence that a child
is run around the issue. I mean, you've said that they are your ward, that the child is your ward. And presumably that would mean that the ward could emancipate themselves if the ward decided that they were done being a ward, right? Like, okay, I'm now going to embrace my adulthood, I'm going to get a job, I'm going to, you know, be responsible, and see you later, Dad.
Well, see, and that, good to me, that is the only place where that gets fuzzy, because if your three-year-old says to you, I don't want to go to bed, therefore I'm going to walk down the street and live by myself, I think you have every right to pick them up and put them in bed.
Yeah, I
but
think you're probably right about that.
If your 15-year-old says to you, I'm tired of you beating the F out of me every day, I'm going to go down the street and, you know, live in the woods, if you stop them, you are now also guilty of kidnapping.
You remember that story of the mom who, it looked like they lived in kind of a middle-class neighborhood, and she was giving her son, and he was pretty young, I don't know, 7, 9, somewhere in that range, seemed young.
The Trump voting kid.
Yeah, that was what it was. She was giving him hell over voting for Donald Trump in a school election and recording it on video. Basically booted him out of the house saying, you know, no Trump voters are allowed to live here, and threw him out.
I suspect he didn't stay out, but he certainly got the impression that he was getting kicked out.
Right. And you know, of course, she posted that online and people started freaking out because, you know, this is abusive, supposedly, behavior to some people, kicking.
Wait, supposedly?
Your kid.
That's abusive.
That's definitely abusive.
Yeah. That's a crazy person.
I mean, you have to keep in mind, they're
like
a child.
Person.
They don't have the same intellectual capabilities that you do. They don't understand that this is just for the clicks.
Yeah,
sure. But you know that kid just went out, cried on the street corner, and then came back in to get his, you know, dinner later.
Shaming
on
your kid over which one he voted between the two douche nozzles that were running for president?
I don't agree with what she did, but I'm just saying,
it's
like,
it's abuse, okay? That's abuse.
Is that right?
Right. Well, there's abusive behavior, and it doesn't necessarily require physically acting like abuse. You don't have to smack somebody
in the
face to
be abusive. Just like countries, if you're good at it, you don't got
to
get physical.
Now, I'm not saying...
I thought it was funny, but that's why I'm not a parent.
Well, that's because you're an a-hole, right? Like, you want children to be treated badly, apparently.
No.
Then why would you laugh at that?
It was just funny the way it happened. I'd have to pull up the clip again.
Children crying because their parents are being complete and utter insane.
Okay, so the adult equivalent of that, the adult equivalent of that would be, no matter how much money you made and how long you worked and how many pieces of property you bought, the state would just come and have the power to be like, I don't think Ian should live in this house anymore. GTFO. And just do that like every other week. that would be the equivalent of an unstable environment on an adult level of what she's doing to that kid.
Hmm. Well, you guys make a strong argument there. Yeah. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. So you're saying that no parent should ever troll their kids, or that just she went too far?
Yeah, I think you can troll.
Because some of the funniest videos on YouTube are of parents, like, messing
with
kids.
Why are you watching?
Right,
I've seen them over time.
No, this isn't over time. This is what Ian likes to do. Ian likes to see people's reactions to people that are trolling them. This is what are these called? These prank videos?
No, I don't make any effort to go out of my way to.
You
see
watch a lot of these videos,
but prank videos are different. I was talking about. You know, I've seen it on occasion where parents will
troll
their kids.
Trolling is pranking.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's kind of messing with their head. Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
So that's not this woman wasn't trolling. This woman was being an insane jackhole.
Okay.
Okay. Whereas if you're just
how's the kid going to tell the difference though?
Well, that's kind of the problem.
Right. It doesn't make a difference whether the kid can tell a difference. I was pointing out in one case, you know.
But you're okay with light trolling, but you're not okay with being a jackball.
I think you can tease people as long as they don't come unglued.
Okay, so
that kid was unglued.
So if you create a person with diminished capacity, you now have the responsibility of dealing with them as if they have diminished capacity.
Mm-hmm.
So if you happen upon a grown person who just ain't all there for whatever reason, maybe you're kind of an a-hole if you don't treat them a little, you know, accordingly.
Yeah.
But if you go out, seek out, and create a human being with diminished capacity, you now don't get to say, oh, well, if I did that to a 30-year-old, they'd be fine. Because you didn't create a 30-year-old, you created a person with diminished capacity, and now you have to act like it.
I suppose that there would be no, I suppose that one could claim that it wasn't abuse if you went then out and just trolled random neighborhood kids, but they're probably going to throw rocks through your window, which you would deserve, in my opinion.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever is on your mind. I did get some statistics about circumcision, by the way, as far as how often it happens, and has it declined over a period of time. I got some of that information for you as well. You can join us here at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
I wish that we would have started the Dynavite right away. It would have been so much easier.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. So unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate, the possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at buysellmakeoffer.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363 or fightblindness.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial on toll-free here. Join us. 3733. Our toll-free number allows you to bring up anything that you want. We've also got Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. But I just noticed that Skype, for some reason, is not open. So I'll remedy that situation, and then you can call on Skype.
While that's happening, you can consider the idea that healthcare in this country is mixed up. And that we need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Now, sure, health insurance will pay for treating sickness, but it gives you nothing for being healthy. And doesn't that incentivize illness instead of health? Well, there's a free market healthcare company that can give you freedom from health insurance. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. They give you a proactive health assessment as often as daily if you need it. No charge, 24-hour access to doctors. HIPAA's messed with medical records so much that one doctor doesn't know what the others are doing. How about a medical information card that you can give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want? And check them out right now, healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, massage, you'll love the service and the price, healthexcellenceselect.com.
All right, our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And we're talking about circumcision, this baby's cheek that didn't actually get pierced but was made to look as though it had online in a Photoshop that a lady was doing to make a point about circumcision, how she opposes it. Really kind of, I thought it was a poignant way of doing it, and apparently it really riled a lot of people up. They threatened her with death, and that ended up somehow, you know, getting her in the news. So you're welcome to comment on any of the, you know, stuff we have been talking about. And by the way, with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
So, also, we were talking about circumcision and the numbers behind it. I did a little, you know, quick search, and I did find a story from 2015 at YouGov.com that, according to this, according to their statistics, their latest research, which I'm not sure exactly, you know, how it was conducted, but they did say here that 62% of American men have said they are circumcised. 27% said no, 11% said they prefer not to say, And then another question that they asked is, do you wish that you had not been circumcised? So asked of that 62% who had been circumcised, of the 62% of men in America in 2015 who had been circumcised, 86% of them say that they do not wish that they had not been circumcised, meaning that they are glad
everything's fine
that they were circumcised, and only 10% say that they wish their parents had not circumcised them, while 4% said they didn't want to say.
10% is a large number. It doesn't matter to me what percentage of people, like if 90% of people say, yes, I think it's great that we perform this, this needless operation on kids that, again, I'm going to reiterate this, every medical procedure has risks. That infections from MRSA, sepsis, and a variety of other things are more likely if you are, have an operation in a hospital versus someplace else, because that's where these things happen. And that although I can't find numbers on this, it seems to stand to reason to me that if people die from every other kind of operation out there, that people die from circumcision.
Sure.
And I never get told this. Like, yeah. Doctors never say, that there's a chance that your child's going to die.
Every surgery.
They're going to say, they're going to write it down to infection. They're going to write it down to MRSA. They're going to write it down to other things. They're never going to say, giving this pointless operation that a child never had a choice in.
But those things happened. Those things happened because of the operation. Otherwise, they wouldn't have happened.
Yeah. Right, and it just seems kind of clear, and I understand if this was 50 years ago, 30 years ago, whatever, and you have doctors telling you that this is necessary, that doesn't, that might change things a little bit, but if you're talking about now, so you're doing sexual cosmetic surgery on an infant, which just seems to pretty much violate every rule of medicine. I mean, I wouldn't even call this a medical procedure. A facelift, I wouldn't consider a medical procedure. Maybe
it's cosmetic.
It's coded that way, I don't know. But this is clearly cosmetic surgery.
Mm-hmm.
I've talked to mothers that actually say things like, it looks better. Now,
that's mostly what I get. That's most. I'm not even getting anybody making medical arguments anymore, because those have all been debunked.
Well, not all debunked. I think that there's an argument that you have to clean better if you,
used soap.
Okay, and do you think that you're going to have a hard time convincing your prepubescent son to clean better in the shower?
I don't think you will. It's a relatively simple conversation to have. That's usually what I've heard, is it's cleaner. And, okay, it's cleaner. Fine. It doesn't necessarily have to be that way. And
big trade-off to destroy a bunch of nerve endings.
Right. There's all kinds of parts of your body that get dirty. We don't cut them off.
Yeah.
So, we just tell you to take a bath.
Right? Like, you can't argue that there are nerve endings in the skin there, and that sensations change, and a whole variety of other things. So, again, it's none of your business. You shouldn't be cutting off parts of your kid. But the people that are making the argument that boys, that it looks better or whatever, I think it's just nuts. Because if you said that about your little girl, people would throw you in prison.
Mm. Yeah, why the discrepancy? Why the
we're
going to
trim
standard?
This part. It looks better. What? Are you kidding?
Mm-hmm.
You'd go to prison for that.
So continuing with some interesting numbers here, then they break it down. They break down the numbers. Again, these are poll numbers from 2015 of men in America. Question, should circumcisions be routine? And men between the ages of 18 and 29, only 33% said they should be routine.
But it's still a third of people saying, yes, we should cosmetic surgery on newborns.
No doubt. But then when you go up to 30 to 44, men those ages, 43% say it should be routine. Ages 45 to 64 goes up to 52% saying it should be routine. And finally, 65 plus, a whole 63% of those people are saying that it should be, or those men are saying that it should be routine. At least I presume they were talking to men still here in this particular case. But either way, people those ages. So you can see there is definitely big difference in age groups as far as what people believe about circumcision. But interestingly, there's also a lot of people in the younger age category who answered that they're not sure So 41% in the 18 to 29 said they're not sure. 30 to 44-year-olds said 40% of them, so about the same, said they weren't sure. People between 46 and 64, 35% of them said they're not sure. And then older folks, 65 plus, only 22% of them. So they've made up their mind by their older age on
this
issue.
They've made up their mind about everything. I mean, look, I'm 46 years old. You're not going to change my mind on much. I've looked at the evidence, and, that's how that is. And that's just the way human beings are. They tend to not listen to people that are younger than them because younger means less wise, as we've been taught throughout our lives. And so, therefore, they think as they get older that their opinion better. And they've been with their opinion for a very long time, so they're comfortable with it. Now, you can have an argument with them. You can destroy their points, and the vast majority will still hold on to it. Now, I try my very, very best to be flexible around my opinions. If you call in, you destroy my opinion, you destroy my supporting arguments, I'm going to have to look at it.
Mm-hmm. And you have. I've seen you do it.
Yeah, I have. I try my very best, but there's some issues you're going to have a very difficult time with it. Like, try to convince me taxation's not theft. You have a hard, hard time with that one.
For sure. If you want to try, you're welcome to call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. So, again, so I was giving you numbers from 2015. Younger people seem to be less in favor of circumcision, but also a lot of younger people aren't sure. And then older people more in favor of circumcision and very sure about it. And so over time, though, there's some numbers here from CIRP.org. That's a circumcision reference library. Sounds like a real page-turning kind of place. They've got some numbers that go back to 1994, only about a 12-year span. So I've got from 94 to 2006. I haven't been able to dig further in the limited amount of time we've had to see what the more recent numbers might be. But I mean, we certainly just saw the numbers from 2015. But anyway, it looks like a slight decline over time. And they actually, interestingly, broke it down by region in the United States. So back in 1994, 80% of the North Central region, there was a circumcision incidence rate of 80%. So 8 out of 10 males were circumcised in the North Central region. That has only dropped to, or as of 2006, only dropped to about 77.9%.
Was it of newborns or of all males? Because that's going to skew the numbers.
Not clear. Not clear on that.
It would be ridiculous to put young females in there.
I think it is boys.
Well, no, but I'm saying newborns or adults.
More coming up here in moments. It says boys here, so that probably doesn't mean adults. There's more on the way. This is Free Talk Live. I can give you more of the history here coming up.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.